This is episode 62 of IDRA Class Notes.
We want to focus in on the school's ability to keep kids in school. Oftentimes, much of the emphasis is placed on the student themselves. However, we feel that the ability of schools to keep kids in school and learning and graduating is a systemic problem and something that needs to be addressed.
Welcome to IDRA's Class Notes podcast. I'm Aurelio Montemayor. In this podcast series, we explore issues facing education today and strategies for teachers and administrators to better serve all students. We'd love to hear your comments about this show. Please let us know what you think about it and any questions you have. There'll be details at the end of this podcast on how to do that. And if you like our show, please help spread the word, tell three others, or leave a review for us on iTunes. On our website at idra.org, you can sign up to receive a free email alert that will let you know when the new Class Notes episode is available. You can also sign up for our two free newsletters, Graduation for All and IDRA News. Our topic for today is Counting Dropouts with Roy Johnson. Roy L. Johnson is the Director of Support Services at IDRA. He directs and manages all IDRA evaluation and research project activities, ranging in scope from local to national efforts and from federally funded to corporately funded projects. He coordinates the design and implementation of studies in a variety of educational areas, including IDRA's annual Texas Public School Attrition Study. He has a master's degree in urban studies from Trinity University in San Antonio. Welcome, Roy.
Thank you, Aurelio.
Let me ask you, this attrition study, how many years have you been doing this study?
IDRA just finished its 24th study since 1986.
And you've been, for most of that time, responsible for producing that study. What is this study and what is its significance?
The study is an assessment of the magnitude of the dropout problem in the state of Texas and in its school districts. The study has been conducted, as mentioned, since 1985-86, and in our 2008-2009 study, it was the 24th look at the magnitude of the problem in the state of Texas. The significance of this study is that it determines and provides information for the state and its citizens regarding the problem, the cost of dropping out, and what schools can do in order to prevent dropouts and to also improve school holding power within our Texas public schools.
You said school holding power. I know IDRA, instead of saying dropouts, we want to focus on the institution. But why is it called an attrition study instead of a dropout study?
When IDRA conducted the first study in 1985-86, there were no comprehensive statistics on dropouts. In order to conduct the study, since there was no comprehensive information, we came up with an attrition analysis in order to determine the magnitude in terms of the number of students who were dropping out in the state, also with regards to the cost of dropping out and what schools are doing in order to address the dropout problem. So the term attrition comes from the fact that there were no comprehensive dropout rates. Therefore, we looked at enrollment figures in a base year compared to an in year in order to determine the numbers of students being lost from our Texas public schools.
Okay, in layperson's terms, when you say a base year and an end year, what are you saying? It's from what grade to what grade or what?
Okay, the base year is ninth grade. Ninth grade is generally considered the first year of high school through the 12th grade, which would be the ending year. So attrition looks at the number and percent of students who are lost from that ninth grade cohort through the 12th grade.
And you've used the same formula for 24 years.
That's correct. In order to provide good information, we have used the same methodology over the years in order to provide trend information with regards to the magnitude of the problem.
So what is the significance of the data you've gotten in terms of, this is just for Texas, but what have you learned?
What we've learned is that about one-third of our students drop out of school prior to graduating with a high school diploma. As we know in this time, having a high school diploma is something that is a key indicator or key outcome for any student. So what we have done and the significance of this study is that it looks at the ability of schools to keep students in school engaged until they graduate with a high school diploma.
I know that there are a lot of figures and different ways to measure it. I'm going to ask you more like a larger than a bread box question. If you would take this longitudinal study of Texas, where do the other states fit in? Is Texas about the middle, close to the bottom? In other words, is this problem more severe or less severe around the country? What's your guess?
Overall, if we look at the United States, what we will find is, again, about one-third of students are dropping out of school prior to graduating with a high school diploma. So as we look at it nationally and also in Texas, we see that a significant number of our students are dropping out, or our schools are losing a significant number of our students prior to graduating with the ultimate outcome, a high school diploma.
And how does it look, let's say, for subgroups like students of color, Latinos, African American?
Yes, that's a key point. One of the things that we did in the study is that the information was disaggregated by race, ethnicity, and also by gender. That is significant in the sense that more ethnic minorities are lost from our public schools than non-minority students. For example, in the initial study, we basically found, and that pattern is continues to hold, is that the dropout rate for students of color are about three times as high as for white students.
So what are the implications, the national implications of this study? I think from what you just said, there's some natural where it goes.
The national implications is that far too many of our students are being lost from our public schools. In fact, we've heard studies in the last several years that talk about dropout factories and so forth. Some of those studies have indicated that schools are losing students, particularly in urban areas, but they've also found that regardless of where students are located, we see that the problem persists, particularly with our minority and children of color, in that they are being kept in schools at lesser rates than non-minority students.
Even though this is not looking at specific students, how do you know, for example, that it isn't just that students from Texas went to Oklahoma or New Mexico or other states that surround the state? They didn't leave school, they just went to another state.
One of the, in fact, as you look at attrition, in fact, one of the things I often want listeners and people who ask me questions about dropouts to understand, that there are a number of measures when you begin to look at addressing the number and percent of students who have been lost. There are several key measures that we often look at. There's terms, for example, the annual or event dropout rate, which looks at the number and percent of students who drop out in a given school year. Then there is something that's called the status rate, which looks at the number and percent of students who should be in school but who are not enrolled in school. And then there's adjustments for school completion over time. Then there is something called school completion rates, which look at the positive side in terms of the number of students who should not be in school, but who have graduated.
Are completion rates the same as graduation rates, or is that a different one?
That's somewhat a different one. In fact, at the national level now, the National Center for Education Statistics has introduced another measure over the last several years, which is somewhat similar to the cohort analysis done in an attrition study, one that is called the averaged freshman graduation rate. Mm-hmm. That particular rate looks at on-time graduation, the numbers of students starting mm-hmm. out in a cohort, generally ninth grade, and that percent who graduate from school. So that is another measure. So as we recap somewhat, you have attrition rates, which looks at enrollment counts from 1 year to another year, the base year to the end year. You also have the annual or event rate, the status dropout rate, the average freshman graduation rate. And of course, as mentioned earlier, we also here at IDRA want to focus in on the school's ability to keep kids in school. Oftentimes, much of the emphasis is placed on the student themselves. However, we feel that the ultimate objective for all schools is to provide quality educational opportunities for all students.
Roy, that reminds me, we have been approached on occasion as an organization to look at studies and questionnaires, and it's usually a long list of what's wrong with the student. So that if you think the dropout is the problem, how do you fix the broken student? And what we want to focus on, what this study focuses on, is look at the institution. What is it that you can change or improve in the institution so that they keep the students, hold on to them, and the students succeed? What have been some major questions that you've had to answer over time that you think is important to answer about the study, whether it's an objection or a concern or a question?
Oftentimes, the questions center around the difference in the rates reported by attrition versus dropouts. Other questions relate to other entities. For example, in our state, the Texas Education Agency produces a report. Oftentimes, people want to know what is the difference between our study and the results of our study and that particular study. Historically, one of the things that happened when we conducted the first comprehensive research back in 85-86, it was, as mentioned, the first comprehensive study. Following that study, which found that in the state of Texas at that time, 33% of the students were dropping out of school prior to graduation.
And that study was commissioned by the state of Texas?
Yes, it was. Okay. It was commissioned by the Texas Education Agency and the then Department of Community Affairs.
Right.
IDRA conducted two studies prior to the agency conducting its first study. And so what we've done is we've continued to conduct the study over the years, and we've also tracked not only the rates that we produce, but we've also tracked the rates that the Texas Education Agency produced. And one of the things that we found that in the early years, the rates that we reported and the rates that they reported in their longitudinal estimate of dropouts were fairly comparable. In fact, in 1 year, in their first study, I believe we were reporting about a 33% rate, and they were reporting about a 34% rate, if memory serves me correct. And so those rates were somewhat similar, but over time, in the dropout reporting in the state, there was the introduction of what we call school leaver codes. And we have seen over time that the rates that were being reported by the agency began to come down dramatically, and with various changes in dropout definitions and so forth,
I agree, not to cast aspersions on the state agency, but it feels like a ploy to say, okay, they're really not dropouts. They're gone, but they're not dropouts. And what we want is the community to look, we're losing them. They're not graduating. Let's face the reality.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the implications, both in our state and nationally, is that there has to be an acknowledgement that the ability of schools to keep kids in school and learning and graduating is a systemic problem and something that needs to be addressed. You mentioned earlier in terms of the questions that we're often asked. One of the things is, again, about the numbers. However, in many cases, there is not the reverse in terms of converse, I should say, with regards to what can be done with regards to the dropout problem and what can schools and communities do. Oftentimes, we don't see those questions as much as what is the difference in the numbers. The numbers game is something that I believe that we need to move further away from and begin to look at schools' abilities to keep students in schools. In fact, we define school holding power as the ability of schools to keep students in school and learning until they graduate with a high school diploma, fully prepared for college, career, and citizenry.
Yeah, we had, I remember some years ago, coming together, a very large statewide group here in San Antonio, and we labeled it Graduation Guaranteed. And a couple of people raised their eyebrows and said, no, you have to be audacious. In fact, that's what we want. Which of these students do you want to exclude? No, Graduation Guaranteed. To wrap it up, Roy, in terms of the study, its implications for the community, what are your recommendations, you know, not just in Texas, but outside of the state?
Yes, one of the things, as mentioned, is the acknowledgement that there is a problem. Nationally, if we look at reports that are being submitted by the National Center for Education Statistics and others, we find consistently that it is reported that we're losing about one in three students prior to graduating with a high school diploma. The other thing that we see is that the cost of dropping out in terms of the loss in wages for students who have not graduated versus those who have graduated. We see also the other cost in terms of cost for incarceration, loss earnings from all kinds of different public-related programs,
yeah.
Welfare, and so forth. And so these are some of the things that we see that needs to happen. The other thing that we need to see is that communities must come together, being informed by the information from studies, and also acknowledging the fact that though there are many measures in terms of looking at the problem, there is merit in all of them in terms of what they show. And of course, I think moving to something that looks at graduation for all, I think that is an important key. I know that some folks are talking about increasing the compulsory age for schools, students, and things of that nature. But I think also in terms of engaging both parents and the community in this effort, providing good information so that people can make decisions with regards to their own communities. And one of the things that we've done is create something that we call the School Holding Power Portal, which provides information to the community, both not only in terms of the numbers of students and so forth, but also looking at other key issues.
Exactly.
In terms of teaching and learning, the quality of teachers, in terms of the numbers of teachers with credentials within those settings. Other things that we need to look at, the finance, the funding that is provided to those schools. So there's a number of key things that we must look at in terms of addressing the problem.
Thank you, Roy. We've had some podcasts on our portal, and there's many, many other issues. No single issue is alone and disconnected from others as we look at education. Thank you very much, and please join us for the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to IDRA Class Notes. For more information on IDRA and other Class Notes topics, go to www.idra.org. You can also send us your thoughts by email to podcast@idra.org or fill out the form on our podcast webpage at www.idra.org/podcasts.